Opinion.
Welcome to Opinion. I'm Estelle Winters, and joining us here at Radio Sputnik via the telephone is Avigdor Eskin, Israeli publicist. Thank you once again for joining us here.
Thank you very much.
I'd like to commence by a story that, of course, has been every day in the news and will continue to be in the news, and that is the situation concerning Greece. As we know, it's 25 years of Israeli-Greek diplomatic relations this year. And if I may read out a few comments that Ambassador Spiros Lambridis made when he spoke both to the Israelis and the Greeks. He said that, as a matter of fact, Europe has been plunging in an equally severe crisis over the last years, a deep shock that is not purely and solely economic, but that, alas, is damaging its social, cultural and moral cohesion, seriously endangering the democratic and ethnical values on which it is founded. In this gloomy context, Greece's ever-blooming affiliation with the young, daring and innovative Israeli society is infusing our aging productive structures and old-fashioned state bureaucracy with new, out-of-the-box ideas and methods. So those were comments, as said, made by Ambassador Spiros Lambridis on the occasion of 25 years of diplomatic relations between Greece and Israel. Of course, as we know, relations actually go back far into the distance when it comes to, if we count up years, 2,000 years at least. But may I have your comments, please, Avigdor, on this relationship?
The most important sign for these relations, I think, was the visit of Greek foreign minister to Israel just a day after the referendum. Just next day after there was a crucial historic vote in Greece against being totally incorporated in European society and into this whole spirit of globalism, where just the day after, Greece showed signs that this country wants to be more independent than others today in the area. It's just not an occasion that very top-level negotiations between Israel and Greece started, because the Greek foreign minister knew that the support for this step he will get from the prime minister of Israel, Netanyahu, who is also not a fan of globalism, not a big supporter of this new international world order, which Israel faces from all over. So these negotiations were primarily on security issues, but also on economic issues. Israel and Greece are going to go for new economic ventures and security ventures. More than that, of course, it's not a secret that even the situation now is quiet and cool between Greece and Turkey, but there is a conflict between those two countries, and not for one day. And the fact that Israel and Turkey today also, let's say, face very hostile mutual attitudes, especially from the side of Turkey, it also helps to restore very close relations between Israel and Greece. So Greece made the choice by going to Israel as a non-conformist, as a non-European community, and as a non-globalist choice. This is very interesting, I believe.
So whatever the outcome in just a few days' time, whether Greece actually goes out of the Eurozone or stays, I have to understand that relations will more or less stay the same then.
Yes, but we are talking about new opportunities now for Greece, because Israel is not committed to the European community, and Israel can develop relations with Greece independently. It means that Greece can get an access to high tech, to top medical, you know, environment in Israel, agriculture, etc., etc. It means that Greece will have Israeli market opened, and it's very crucially important for Athens now, of course.
Opinion.
And let us now look at future military relations.
We are about signing few contracts now, which are discussed, it has to deal not only with drones, but also with some artillery equipment and some PVO equipment. So it's a very promising field for our cooperation, of course.
And there will be some military manoeuvres, I believe, between Greece and Israel.
This is one of the plans. This is something which is planned and which shows mutual trust and mutual hope for even closer cooperation. That's what we're talking about. You're absolutely right.
And I believe that Israel plans on doing some training when it comes to Greek airspace and things like this.
This is something which is discussed now, and hopefully there will be a few agreements signed on that. Yes, Israel is going to train them in few fields, and this is one of them, yes.
Now, let us look ahead at trade relations, which you mentioned just now. There seem to be all kinds of opportunities then between Israel and Greece in the future.
Well, we first can discuss everything which has to do with high tech. Greece will eventually have some problems in Europe, and Israel can be an alternative market, which actually can give answers to many needs of today's Greek industry. And one of the problems in Greece really is a very low technical level, and some Israeli involvement can be crucial for them. Also in the field of agriculture, Israeli experience is very important, and Israeli knowledge in this field can be used in Greece easily, especially, you know, the climate here and there is almost similar, and the needs are such that it's very easy to learn what needs to be done. And Greece also needs a real improvement of their medical system, and Israel here is also to help. And this is what will be the basis of our future relations and our trade partnership and our political partnership as well.
So it's quite obvious, Avigdor, that Greece, whichever way things go, is not necessarily going to be able to pay Israel for projects or certain educational programs. Will Israel help Greece financially pay for these educational projects?
There will be some financial revenues opened for Greece, taking into account the special needs of Greece. And this what will be decided on government-to-government level. Our finance ministry and the Greek finance minister will have to work out how to bring cash into all these operations, taking into account the fact that Greek economy today is a nearly bankrupt economy, yes. But Israel can be also very helpful in bringing some investments into Greece from the other different countries. So this is very promising partnership.
Opinion.
Just a reminder, you're tuned to Radio Sputnik. The programme is Opinion. I'm Estelle Winters, and on the line with me is Avigdor Eskin, Israeli publicist. Avigdor, I'd like to now go over to some comments made by Hillary Clinton, Democratic candidate. Hillary Clinton, who has recently said that the United States has to be much smarter when it comes to dealing with Russian President Vladimir Putin. This, as we know, is not the first time that Mrs. Clinton has spoken like this, in this way. Does she presume, do you think, that this is going to help solve the already strained relations between Russia and the United States?
Well, I think it's a little bit different style what we hear now from Hillary Clinton. I mean, if we remember, just 3 months ago, she compared the Russian president with Adolf Hitler, which was a kind of a very low mud-throwing operation. And probably Hillary Clinton realized that she, being a candidate to United States president means that she has to keep her mouth cleaner than in that case. And her last speech was very clean, full of hostility towards Russia, but showing some understanding that she will have to deal realistically with Kremlin as it is. Now, what's important that Europe and the United States could face the fact that sanctions cannot be effective in dealing with Russia. Moscow is not going to bend to any sanctions. And Hillary Clinton also realizes that all kinds of garbage can rhetorics is really not something which can advance any American interests, or and even not her interests as a candidate for United States elections. So she is much more careful, and she talks about winning, but in a more legitimate way. And as far as competition, well, we live in the world of competition, and America and Hillary Clinton have every right to compete with Russia. But when there is a difference between a spirit of competition and a spirit of hostility and a derogatory speech. And now we see that the speech somehow is improving, the style somehow is improving. So we hope that the atmosphere will also gradually improve. We all hope, I think.
Yes, she even said that Russian President Vladimir Putin is not an easy man.
Well, he is not an easy man, and Hillary Clinton is not an easy woman. But if she will be elected, they'll have to deal, and hopefully will change the atmosphere.
Opinion.
Let's go on now to some comments made by Ram Ben Barak, who is Director of Office for Strategic Affairs. He's attacked his American colleagues for not sharing any information on the negotiations with Iran. Well, as we know, Avigdor, this has been a topic in the news recently, Iran and the final negotiations, the P5+1 meeting. And we are waiting on tenterhooks to know what's going to happen. But we have to look at relations now between Mossad and the US and how things look at the moment and how deeply these comments that the Director of Office for Strategic Affairs made reflects the crisis, people might describe it, between the Israelis and the Americans.
The developments are very fast here in the Middle East, and things change so quickly that many observers lose their understanding of the situation. And when we're talking about it, first we have to admit that there is a real change in Iranian policy and the atmosphere in Iran, and it's going towards the United States. And so the relations between the United States and Tehran are becoming closer, and in case that the sanctions will be nulled and void, so we'll see Iranian economy receiving billions and billions of dollars. But here we are talking about Israeli-American relations. And yes, the fact that American intelligence community refused to share any information about the negotiations, it's a kind of challenge to this sort of alliance as it was between the Mossad and the American intelligence community. So this is a big, big, big hit for blow this kind of historic alliance. And it shows that the Obama administration is determined to deteriorate the relations with Israel, spoil them somehow, but without paying any heavy price. They think that they will gain by becoming closer to Iran more than they will lose, while they really make Israel more and more hostile. It's very strange what we're talking about now, because usually, you know, we can comment on another deal between America and Israel and close ties between outer countries, but now it's exactly the opposite. And we see also that some public polls show us that the atmosphere in the Democratic Party, which is, of course, the party of Barack Obama and his people, is more and more estranged towards Israel.
And were you surprised, Avigdor, that John Kerry just a few days ago said, well, America can walk away from these talks if they want?
They try to keep themselves strong, nice and shining towards American public opinion, towards their own electoral potential. The Democratic Party wants to win the elections, and they don't want to show that they are wicked and they are making mistake by going for a deal with Iran. So they show their might by making strong statements. However, the information which is received in Israel shows that Americans will do everything to get a deal with Iran and to bring Iran into the United States' sphere of influence. This is what's really important here, that Iran will become a client of the United States and not a client of Russia.
Thank you very much indeed, Avigdor, joining us for Opinion once again here at Radio Sputnik, Israeli publicist Avigdor Eskin.
Thank you very much. Opinion.